Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and liking to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing. You are nothing compared to good. You are nothing compared to life. And you will be defeated. I want the individuals out there, I want free humanity to turn themselves loose, to cut the chains loose, and to use the end of that chain to slap the New World Order right upside the head. You've got the power. You want to know who can defeat the New World Order? It is you. You're the individuals that are going to be able to defeat this system. You're the individuals that are going to be able to take down the New World Order. It doesn't matter if Ron Paul wins. It doesn't matter if they rig the election. What matters is that we're starting to stand up. We're starting to move. We're starting to find our legs. We're starting to build our muscles. We're starting to realize that we do have power, and we can work together, and we can take action, and that the naysayers are a pack of weak liars who have never had any successes in their life and who are upset and frustrated to see us beginning to have victories against tyranny. They don't have any respect for themselves. They don't have any vision. And they don't have any will. And they sure don't have any of the power that shines out of God's soul and energizes all life in the universe. They have wed themselves to death. And they will crumble, and they will fall, and for eternity, we wed ourselves to life.
Now let's set the record straight. There's no argument over the choice between peace and war. But there's only one guaranteed way you can have peace, and you can have it in the next second. Surrender. Admittedly, there's a risk in any course we follow other than this. But every lesson of history tells us that the greater risk lies in appeasement. And this is the specter our well-meaning liberal friends refuse to face, that their policy of accommodation is appeasement. And it gives no choice between peace and war, only between fight or surrender. If we continue to accommodate, continue to back and retreat, eventually we have to face the final demand, the ultimatum. And what then? When Nikita Khrushchev has told his people, he knows what our answer will be. He has told them that we're retreating under the pressure of the Cold War, and someday, when the time comes to deliver the final ultimatum, our surrender will be voluntary, because by that time, we will have been weakened from within spiritually, morally, and economically. He believes this because from our side, he's heard voices pleading for peace at any price, or better rev than death, or as one commentator put it, he'd rather live on his knees than die on his feet. And therein lies the road to war. Because those voices don't speak for the rest of us. You and I know and do not believe that life is so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery. If nothing in life is worth dying for, when did this begin? Just in the face of this enemy? Or should Moses have told the children of Israel to live in slavery under the Pharaohs? Should Christ have refused the cross? Should the patriots at Concord Bridge have thrown down their guns and refused to fire the shot heard around the world? The martyrs of history were not fools. And our honored dead, who gave their lives to stop the advance of the Nazis, didn't die in vain. Where then is the road to peace? Well, it's a simple answer after all. You and I have the courage to say to our enemies, there is a price we will not pay. There is a point beyond which they must not advance. Winston Churchill said, the destiny of man is not measured by material compositions. When great forces are on the move in the world, we learn we're spirits, not animals. And he said there's something going on in time and space and beyond time and space, which, whether we like it or not, spells duty. You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness.
All right, everybody, how you doing? My name is Joseph Gibson. We're live on Blog Talk Radio. I always do a small introduction there in the beginning. I know both my guests I requested to come on did come on tonight. My guest from last week, I did see his number on the call screen because I'm searching the call screen, and I hope he calls back in. He hung up for some reason. Why, I don't know, but maybe the introduction was a little bit too long, but I have his phone number documented. Maybe he got disconnected because the phone lines are full. We have many people. I know the chat room's been booting people in and out, and I don't know what's going on there, but I'll try calling the guest. I know I had to connect a special supporter of my show. I was doing that during the introduction. Joe from Sebastian, Florida, I managed to get him connected because he was probably having problems. But tonight is a show that we challenged from on Sunday, okay? This was a show that we had challenged on from Sunday. And if my guest is on, I have exactly 50 callers on the line tonight, live, okay? You need to press 1, only one time, okay? And I will see the icon. I have Dr. Peter Ventura on the line tonight from San Diego, California. He has a doctorate in theology. He's a well-versed individual. He has a church out in San Diego. He's a Navy veteran. Lives on Imperial Beach in San Diego, California. This is one of my friends who I talked about last Sunday, and I'm glad my guest came in. It shows he's a man of his word, and it shows he has integrity. And it shows he believes what he believes, and he stands by what he believes. I respect that. Because all of you know, I've opened these challenges up before to many people. And what did they do? They bowed down and never showed up. But this gentleman appears to have showed up. And I hope he invited some of his friends to come on. And this is how we're going to do it tonight. I think this is a fair way of doing it. Okay? Since the gentleman stated some of what he believed in last week, my guest, I'm going to put Dr. Peter Ventura on first. Okay, and those of you who are tuning in for the first time, I know I got many people in the chat room, and I've got others that the phone lines are, like I said, are jammed. If you couldn't get through tonight, I'm sorry. If you took my advice and logged in beforehand, then that was smart of you. I tried to get my supporters put on first. I did call them during the introduction. That's why I had to play the music in the introduction. But I usually play that anyway. That was Ronald Reagan, and then, of course, you have Alex Jones there talking about defeating the New World Order. But anyway, like I said, Dr. Peter Ventura, he'll state his credentials. And what I want to do is I want to give Dr. Peter Ventura, and he listened to last week's show, and we discussed it last night and the night before. So my guest that talked on Thursday, thank you for coming back on. I hope everything went well with your marriage proposal. I hope you give us an update on that when I connect you. But just listen in. I'm going to give while Dr. Ventura is giving his presentation, but I'm going to ask you not to interrupt. Allow Dr. Ventura to give his stance and what you talked about last week to counteract or counter what you talked about last week. And then you will have the floor. And, of course, after that, we will invite other callers to have their opinions. Now, listen, I have to explain something to you. There's a 2 to 4 second delay, okay, between all calls. So that's why sometimes we get screwed up and we talk over each other. Number two, if you have background noise, you got a TV playing in the background, you're smashing pots around, doing dishes, you got dogs barking, I got to mute you because you disrupt the call. And even I did that last week. I'm looking at my studio screen, and my mouth is going away from the microphone. And it faded in and out. So I apologize for that. I screwed up too, okay, because I analyzed last week's call because I believe this week's call is very important because we're going to address a very important issue, especially after what has happened in Orlando, Florida. Now, you know my stance.
I believe that the club, hey, they were filled with sodomites. And no, I do not encourage any individual in this country or support any individual to go and take life and death into their own hands. That is up to God, okay? And I am a rightly dividing, Bible-believing Christian. And we're going to get into that also tonight. And we're going to get into the homosexual stance, where the gentleman last week made his analogy about homosexuals. And we're going to allow him to clarify that. But I want to give Dr. Ventura first. Dr. Peter Ventura, I'm going to go ahead and connect you right now. I want to welcome you to the show. And you're a friend of the show. You're now connected, Dr. Peter Ventura, and I'm going to connect our other guests while you're talking because I have so many people on the line. It's going to take a minute for me to connect them, but I'm going to ask nobody interrupt, please. And when you're done talking, hey, how about this? Just say I yield because, like I said, there's a 2 to 4 second delay. Now, I'm the host. I may have to interrupt you, and hey, it's my show. I pay for it. Sorry, you know, but I will give you the respect to say what you have to say. I will not deny you of that. But Dr. Peter Venturi, are you there? And if you are there, the floor is yours, sir.
Well, I thank you, Joseph, and your listening audience, and for giving me the opportunity to come on. I listened very intently to the previous program, and I was kind of taken back at some of the treatment of some of the people. I think a lot of people out here want to hear the different points between a creator and evolution, and I think that's why they came on. And in expressing those points, they didn't, you know, they don't expect to be belittled or ridiculed. And I think that that's really what it is. It's an educational process. And I think that that's where we want to start. But one of the questions that one of the propositions that the guest had asked you was to show you, you asked him to show the proof of his evolutionary beliefs. And in the same, he turned around and said, well, you prove your faith because your faith is based on nothing. And I'm getting feedback. Somebody's got their
I have the guest connected. I have the guest connected, so hopefully that's okay. Not him. Go ahead, Peter. We can still hear you.
So one of the things was prove your faith. Prove your faith. Prove the existence of God. And I found that quite unique. And I'd like to address that portion. Okay. And I'd like to address it just in the historiography of the context. I mean, because, you know, you could spend years on this thing explaining things. But my faith as a Christian is not based upon some pie in the sky. It's based upon evidence. And there are two kinds of evidence in the world. There is the eyewitness evidence, which is direct, and there's circumstantial evidence. And circumstantial evidence is I may go to bed tonight, and there was no snow on the ground. But when I woke up in the morning, there was snow. Circumstantial evidence would say that it snowed during the night. So there's two types of evidence. And the truth is, I put my faith in evidence, not in some mythological God. And my evidence starts with manuscripts. Right now, there are 5,686 extant Greek manuscripts alone. There are a total of 19,284 other manuscripts. And so I look at the manuscripts and manuscript evidence, and I say, what is the reliability of the manuscripts of the New Testament? I need to know that before I could believe in it. You know, one witness can put a person in prison for life, one eyewitness. And so when I look at the manuscripts, I sit back and I say, well, what is the evidence? Well, I find that no other documents of the ancient period are as well attested bibliography as the New Testament. For instance, your guest was well-educated. There's no question about it. He's a well-educated man. But I think intelligence should be used to lift people, not to cut them down. But when you look at the secular authors in the world, Homer's Iliad, which was written about 800 B.C., he lived 800 B.C., the earliest copies available are 400 A.D. They're 1,200 years from the originals. Plato, Caesar, the Gallic Wars, 100 to 44 B.C. 900 A.D. is the earliest copies. That's 1,000 years from when they were written. Tacitus, Pliny Secundus, the National History, the Annals. We're talking 850 A.D. to the earliest copies. So in year gap, we're talking 1,350 years from the originals. Nobody even knows that Homer lived. There's 643 copies. Most of them are fragmented. Plato, there's 7. Caesar, the Gallic Wars, there's only 10. Of Livy, the History of Rome, 59 B.C. to 7 A.D., there's 1 partial. And so when I look at the manuscript evidence of the manuscripts of the Bible, and I look down and I see the papyrus, the Rhynian papyrus, which is within 50 years of the original. And as I said, there are over 5,686 extant manuscripts today, which were written. And then I look at Dean Bergeron's ability in the first to go back to the first and second century and to receive letters of the patristic quotes of church fathers, and of 98,000 quotes written in their personal letters, 98,000 quotes which line up with the manuscripts of the first century. So my evidence tells me that even though the extant manuscripts were written in the second and third century or within 200 years, the manuscripts of the New Testament are written closer to the date of the original writings than any other piece of ancient literature. And the fact is,
but Peter,
you know,
but
no
Peter,
one,
real
no
quick,
one questions
I'm sorry, Peter, hang on, Peter, real quick, not to interrupt you. Like I said, I may do that from time to time. How does this, I mean, I know you're getting to a certain point, and I know you asked me for a little extra time to prove your point. But you got to remember, we're trying to disprove evolution here. This gentleman, and he's on the line tonight, and he's being patient. I give him credit. He's not interrupting. I give him credit because, like you said, he's well-educated, and he's going to get his chance. But the main point here is we're using Bible against evolution, evolution against the Bible, okay? I just wanted to reaffirm that, just to interrupt you real quick, okay?
Well, what I'm establishing is there has to be facts and there has to be evidence. And the fact that there's a creator is based upon evidence, not upon a myth. And if you're going to tell me about, if we're going to discuss the facts of which is correct and which isn't, then we must look at the evidence that substantiates it. And so once I've substantiated that the manuscripts of the Bible, evidence which is reliable, then I go to the eyewitness accounts, not only of religious leaders, but secular, such as Josephus, the 4 eyewitness accounts of the gospel, the 500 people that saw the resurrected Jesus Christ, the empty tomb. And those all substantiate that the Bible is reliable. The Bible never says to prove there is a God. It says there is a God. In the beginning, God. You understand that? So the fact of my faith is not based upon some mythological pie in the sky. It's based upon evidence, based upon manuscripts, which substantiate the truth, not to mention the prophetical value of when you look into the prophetic. I'm staying out of the religious realm. I'm just giving you manuscript evidence. And so my point to you is that once I've substantiated that, hey, I have a reliable manuscript, I have a believable manuscript, then I look to the eyewitness accounts, and the eyewitness accounts substantiate that Jesus Christ was who he said he was, the empty tomb. So therefore, I say as a Christian, my faith is not based on nothing. It's based upon evidence.
Okay, well, now, Peter, real quick. Okay. All right, good. All right, I know you got a lot more to say, but let's get the caller in. Gentlemen, are you there, sir?
Yes, how are you guys doing today?
I'm doing all right, and we'll get into other things later, because I want to know a little bit about your personal life. But so far, what Dr. Ventura has said, do you have any counter? Because, you know, he's talking through an educational standpoint right now, and you seem educated. So do you have any questions for him, or do you have any counter parts or counter talking points towards him?
Yes, of course. To be honest with you, I started studying about last night about this just so I can prepare myself. I thought I was preparing for a lot better argument than this. I've heard quite a few arguments. This one is not very good, but I'll start off very easy about evolution and stuff. So
okay.
the doctor says that he goes off of complete facts. And that's one thing that I really like. Let's look at some facts then. Fact number one, whenever a Christian, well, not whenever, but just for example, I talked to a Christian last week with you on the phone. Let's say Matthew 5:39 says, turn the other cheek. Let's go to another commandment, love and pray for your enemies. Don't judge. Treat others the way you want to be treated. Don't fear those who want to kill your body. Forgive 70 times 70 and love your neighbor. Now, just for example, I talked to you last week with a Christian who did the exact opposite and actually made fun of the poor Americans that died because she assumed something with a theory. Now, that's a real problem because what happens with – I noticed a lot of Christians, and I say Protestant. I should say Protestant Christians, that they definitely go for something that's not evidence, but they try to claim that it's evidence. So let's go to the evidence really quick. For example, let's just talk about the Bible compared to theology. I mean, compared to evolution. Lutheran's Bible, and this is a citation from Luther on the translation of translating the Bible and changing it. His exact words are, the translation by maintaining that alone was required. He changed the word alone in Romans 3:28. He made a new word in there. Now, he put that in there in 1527, and I'm going to give you the citation so that nobody thinks that I'm just making this up. You can go to the St. Louis Cordia Publishing House of 1965, and these are documented reports that he thought that alone should be in there. So now that you have the Bible changed about 500 years ago, you have a lot of people that start believing that faith alone and Protestantism. None of these beliefs, doctor, were ever around past 500 years ago. And I would love for you to give me a citation, since that we're working on citations alone and evidence that you love so much. But your Bible has been changed by a man, and you're holding that. And your Bible says if it's been changed, that it's no good. So basically, your beliefs are shut down easily by your own Bible. Now, evolution, on the other hand, evolution...
Well, may I address that point?
Before we go on to evolution, that's a great question. Peter, go ahead. Answer him his first question.
I'd like to address that part.
You know, not three questions, you know.
Am I going to continue to get interrupted? Because I was
Well, I'm trying to simplify the issue so we don't get so complicated we can't even discuss. People can't understand what we're discussing at all.
Sir, you're making it.
Peter,
no,
hang
not
on.
Really.
All right. Allow the – Peter, hang on. You're absolutely correct, but – allow the guest then to allow his two-part question that considers evolution into his question. I think that's what he's getting at. So go ahead, guest. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, sir. Okay, so evolution, people say, is just a theory. And when people hear theory, they don't understand that science uses that in a different text. And the reason why is because gravity is a theory. Do you believe that exists? Are you going to counteract gravity? Or let's go to the germ theory with disease. You don't believe germs exist now? Theory is used in a different way with science. And let me tell you something. Darwin wasn't 100% correct. Darwin didn't even know that DNA existed. I mean, there's so many facts that came out after Darwin, and I'm not sticking by everything that Darwin said, which Christians also get confused about. But you got to really understand the whole body of it. And you have to understand that there's a lot of things that you don't understand. And the reason why you don't understand is because you already have a preempted agenda. So that's it. Let the doctor talk.
Hang on. Before I get to you, Peter, that's a good – right. Hang on. I'm the host. Hang on. I'm going to mediate here. Guest, you brought up a very interesting question. Questioned his analogy in the beginning. So now it's Peter's turn. Go ahead, Peter. Go ahead. Uninterrupted. Go ahead.
First of all, he's absolutely correct about Luther. Not only Luther, the Lachman Foundation and the Zondervan and a dozen other Bible creators and people who were Bible correctors and who went back and decided they were going to correct the manuscripts. And so why we have today, we have many Bibles, they have copyrights. Because they have copyrights, no two Bibles can say the same thing. That's why we adhere to the manuscripts as they were written and as they are in the King James Version Bible. Last week you mentioned about the Dead Sea Scrolls, and they were primarily agnostic. But one mystery or wonder about the Dead Sea Scrolls was that in 1948 they found the book of Isaiah, which was within 1 to 4% of the book of Isaiah, which is in the King James Bible. So we're not talking about guys that came along and decided they were going to correct the manuscripts, because there were many schools of thought. But we're talking about the manuscripts that the apostles had, the Syrian manuscripts. And there's a difference. There's quite a difference. There's Vatican manuscripts. There's Western and Eastern. There's those that have taken away and added. But there are the traditional standard manuscripts, which haven't been altered. And so you're correct. Many people have altered them and used them for their own purposes. And I agree with that. But I can't say that I agree with Martin Luther changing anything. I don't believe the Word of God should be changed. Okay? Now, you
so what are we to believe, Peter? So what are we to believe? No disrespect here, but we're trying to establish a foundation here. This gentleman has a foundation of his belief that evolution does exist, and he says he believes there is a God, but it's been perverted by man through many, many years, and he's proven that through his studies where he just said that, and I'm not sticking up for him. I'm playing devil's advocate here, but Peter, how do we believe as Christians? How do we, according to Scripture and facts and archaeology and Scientology, how do we disprove this gentleman here through the Word of God and have faith that he's wrong?
Well, simply if you just reverse engineer, it is to disprove. You know, there's the moon and the amount of cosmic dust in that argument, and I'm not even going to argue that. It's been argued so much about it. But then you have to look at the living fossils that remain unchanged over supposedly, you know, millions of years.
And he talked about fossils last week. Excuse me, Peter, he did talk about fossils last week. He did talk about fossils.
So if evolution has changed worms into humans in the same time frame, well, then where's the stability within the species? You know, how does blind chemistry create mind, intelligence, mean, altruism, or morality? You know, these are questions that are unanswered by evolutionists. Why is evolutionary, you know, why are the scientific breakthrough, where are they due to evolution? Hey, listen, if I evolved from a monkey, then how come I got to make my clothes and he doesn't? You know, science involves experimenting to figure out how things work and how they operate. So why is evolution a theory about history taught as if it's the same as an operational science? I mean, these are questions that I'm putting to you. You know, what's the, you know, why is a fundamentally religious idea, you know, it's a dogmatic belief system that fails to explain the evidence taught in the science classes, where the Bible answers those questions? And the reliability of those
good
manuscripts
questions
tell me, and the eyewitness accounts tell me that.
But,
that
but
what
Peter,
I believe,
can we as man, and like you just said, what I believe, can we as man really come up with that answer? I mean, like you said, you have your facts from the beginning. And like I said, I'm not trying to – what I'm trying to do is play devil's advocate here between both of you, you know, because I believe. I'm a Bible-believing Christian. I rightly divide the Word, and I believe the Word of God is true because I've studied myself. But this is your guys. This is you, my guest, and you, Peter. This is you two, not me.
Well,
I'm just asking questions.
That's what I'm saying. And I'm saying the proof of the evidence that I've presented for the manuscripts to be reliable is evidence I can rely upon. Okay? I'm not talking about somewhere down the line where somebody came along and thought they were smarter than God and they decided they were going to correct some things. Okay? That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying, you know, there's questions that can't be answered. There's no evidence for it. Like, how did new biochemical pathways, you know, which involve multiple
enzymes
working
together. And is that where faith comes into play? Is that where faith comes into play? Where we must have faith?
My faith is based, listen, everybody has faith. You sit on a chair, you have faith it's not going to break. But your faith is in the evidence that the manufacturer of the chair did the right thing. But my faith in the Bible is based upon the manuscript evidence, the archaeological evidence, the scientific evidence, and the eyewitness accounts. There are, you can't substantiate that with, you cannot substantiate that with evolution. You end up with questions like how did new biochemical pathways, which involve multiple enzymes working together in sequence, originate? How?
Peter, let's take it to the year 2016 where we're at, okay? We obviously have a very, very scientific and historical argument here about thousands of years ago, all right? You have your faith, you have your background of history. This gentleman believes maybe something different, but he agrees with you in some ways. Let's talk about 2016. And this is what brought this subject up to be as the host of this show. We're talking about guns. We're talking about homosexuals, sodomites, which I believe in the Bible, the sodomite is worthy of death. Does not mean I go around shooting homosexuals. We're talking about a shooting
Can I please talk at some point, brother?
I'm just trying to make a point, and then your turn. How's that? Okay?
Sure. Thank you, brother.
What I'm trying to say is in the Orlando shooting, I made a comment that sparked this conversation. That are we not a better world today without the gays? Because everyone believes, matter of fact, this is perfect. I'm glad you interrupted. A bell just rang in my head. You believe that individuals are born gay. I believe gay is a choice. So go ahead. It's your turn.
Okay. So far we've been talking about evidence, but all I hear is I believe. Now, when you ask a homosexual, and we go right up to a homosexual and ask them if they choose to be that way, they say it was not. But let's just say belief. Okay. So what a horrible thing. As a Christian, and I believe that anybody who's a Protestant, and I don't care if anybody disagrees with this, but I believe that just like yours, when you talk about a human being, another human being that's living on this earth that has a life, and you're saying it's better without them? And Sue's sitting there making accusations last week about how her kids were going to be kidnapped and she's been trying to get assassinated. How far do you have to lie in order to make yourself feel better? These are human beings. And you know what? I don't have to be a Christian. Now, remind you, how many times did God talk about love? Which you don't show. So I don't believe you are.
Yes, but God hates sin.
I don't believe
anything. But God hates sin, sir. But God hates sin.
Can I please? Hold on. Can I?
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. I apologize. Go ahead. I apologize. Go ahead.
How your God's not perfect in any way. And I will address that. So we'll answer those questions. But let me tell you something. These homosexuals that died in this horrible terrorist attack of our country, and you don't believe in evolution, you think you're smarter than scientists, you think you know more than a gay man who actually has to live this way. These are cult-like mentalities. These are mentalities that Jim Jones had with his people. These are mentalities that right now are just accepted because we are in this country, and this is what's going on. But there's going to be one day, when you do die, and say there is a God, there's going to be one day when Jesus Christ, the one that spoke about love and truth and everything, and he's going to sit there and look at you, and you're going to have to answer to him. Hopefully. I mean, I think that you might just be a plant. I think that – I don't even think you're going to really answer to him. But Jesus isn't
coming back like that, sir. Hang on. Hang on, Peter. I do need to interrupt, sir, with that. Jesus is not coming back as a lamb of God. He's coming back as a lion.
I don't care about that. I'm talking about you dying. I don't care about your guys' interpretation of Revelation because that's 400 years old.
Okay, you have no basis
or authority of it. You have none.
All right, finish your point and then Peter needs to jump in, okay? Go ahead.
Okay. I don't believe that Peter is a doctor. I'm a private investigator. I have done many research right now, and I don't believe he's a doctor because the only thing that I found when immediately searching San Diego for doctors – by the name of Peter Ventura, comes up with a birth date of 1956, 1113. Peter Paul Ventura, I don't know if that's you, but all that comes up is three sex offenders and a lawyer. You don't sound like you're a lawyer. I don't think that you're a sex offender, but I'm wondering, where did you get your education? Where did your publications come from? And what authority do you have with the Bible in order to preach it? After only 400 years of Protestant Reformation, changing and having over 3,200 different interpretations of the Bible.
Well, did you investigate my – real quick, Peter, before you answer, you got the floor next, but did you investigate me by any chance? Just kidding. Hey.
Okay. Yeah. Listen, I heard
Peter, answer, go ahead, Peter. Go ahead. Peter, the floor is yours, Peter.
Okay, let me talk. I earned my bachelor's degree is Institute, Frontline Bible Institute.
Unaccredited.
In Stamford, Connecticut.
Unaccredited, you just said.
What college, what Baptist college would be living to a state standard instead of a godly standard? Okay.
True.
So that's
good
why
point, good point.
Number two, I earned my master's from a Bible Institute in Pensacola, Florida, and my doctorate from Baptist College of America. So that's probably why you couldn't find
so
that.
So profiting
colleges.
And
the second thing, the second thing I'd like to say is that I'm not a Protestant.
Okay, yes, you are.
A Protestant is
you're
somebody,
not a Catholic
no, I'm
or
not.
An Orthodox. You're
no,
a Protestant.
You're not listening.
You don't know what you are then.
I know what I am. A Protestant is somebody who protested Catholicism. I am a Baptist.
So you're
a
Catholic?
Baptist did not. No, I'm a Baptist. You're not listening. A Baptist is somebody who continued in the footsteps of the apostles. For it was the Catholic Church that said, had the Baptists continued, there wouldn't be a Catholic Church. Okay, so you need to find
give me the
out
quote.
What a Baptist
just,
is.
Now,
just now what I am is a Christian. Now, what I am.
Hang on, let Peter speak, please.
Now, what I am.
I apologize, gentlemen.
That's okay. This can be an exciting subject. It's passionate, and I get it. Now, I am a Christian, and however what Joe feels about sodomites and all that, I believe this. I believe that Jesus Christ would have no man to go to hell, to be lost, that he died for all men's sins. Okay, that I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that we should hate anybody. There's a difference between like and hate.
We don't hate anybody, Peter, but we hate sin.
You're not letting
we
me
hate
speak,
sin.
Joe.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
There's a difference between like and love. I don't have to like
okay.
them, but I should love them. Everybody has a right to live.
But God hates sin,
homosexual,
Peter.
As far as homosexuality being a choice, well, seeing you're the evolutionist who base yourself upon science, there is no science to substantiate that. There are no findings. Can't say anybody's born that way. So these are choices.
You'll get a chance to answer,
now,
sir. You'll get a chance
now,
to answer.
Now, don't get me wrong. There are mutations. You know, there's cancers. There's people born without eyes. There's disfigurements. So is it possible? Perhaps. Scientifically proven? No. It's just like the Cambrian explosion. You know, you can't explain it. It's there. And in the last conversation, you spoke with a fellow named Joe from Yale. And, you know, you told me he was speaking like a 9-year-old. And the truth was that he doesn't understand the field of evolution or theology. He's just a computer expert, one of the best around, one of the best in the country. And in his field, he's a genius, you see. And so people came on the program, and they really wanted to learn something. They wanted to hear your position. What is your proof for evolution? Why do you feel the way you do? What did you believe? They didn't want to come on to argue with you or to put you down or to make fun of you. They came purely informational. That's why we like alternative radio. We're not getting fed the bowl of the world through CNN and that other nonsense, Fox. And so people come to these programs like this one to really hear your opinion and the truth where they're going to get it straight. Okay? And so, again, I'm not a Protestant. Baptists were never Protestants. You have to look at the Baptist history. I'm a good Baptist. What my life
but
was.
But Peter, answer his question.
What,
but Peter, direct,
my life,
please.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go, Peter, I'm trying to get you to disprove his evolutionist theory according to the Bible, and that's what he wants. He wants biblically.
I did disprove it because I proved that the manuscript evidence is more reliable than any other secular piece of science or work. In the Louvre in Paris, there's 5 miles of outdated science books, and the science in the Bible alone is enough to cure that. Is it reliable? Well, God told the children of Israel when they were wandering through the desert in the wilderness to take their earthen vessels and run them under running water if they came across anything. Well, he didn't sit down and explain germs to them, but he certainly knew about it. okay? So, you know, he said, I'm he that sits on the circle of the world. It wasn't until 1492 that they found out that the world was round. So the reliability...
But Peter, real quick, not to argue with you, but listen, this gentleman said he believes there is a God out there. And that's what's interesting. He said this last week, and he said there is a God out there, and that's interesting. I'm wondering what kind of God does he believe is out there? And Peter, not to cut you off, trust me, we have plenty of time. I won't take callers until you two guys are finished, because there are people that have a lot of questions. I'm going to tell you that right now. My phone lines are packed. But you two, I invited this gentleman on, and thank you for spending your time with us tonight. And thank you, Dr. Peter Ventura. And this may be an argument we'll have to carry on in the future sometime instead of later date. Because what did this gentleman say? He was studying last night for this show. And I respect that. I do. And he came on. He's one of the few people, actually, who was willing to say, hey, I believe what I believe, and I'm going to talk about it. And we got to respect that. We have to, Peter. But, again, last week he said there is a God. And, sir, my guest, I don't even know your first name. Would you mind saying your first name so I can say stop saying guest?
Oh, yeah, you can call me Tone. I'm sorry, brother. I put it on mute because I don't want to interrupt the doctor, or supposedly,
Yeah, that's okay. I understand. Thank you. What was the name again I can call you by?
Tone, T-O-N-E.
Tone. Okay, Tone. Tone, you said last week you do believe there is some sort of God out there. Can you tell me what type of God is out there that you believe in, and then we can let Peter then get back in, because we have to give
sure.
I'm monitoring the minutes, and everyone has to have equal time, and I know Peter requested a little bit of, and I gave him the introduction, but we got so many freaking people, and that's what I'm saying. This may have to be continued another time.
Brother, you're doing a great job right now. You're doing a great job
mediating,
and honestly, even though you're a Christian, I know that you're taking both sides, which I respect. That's why when you tell me to be quiet, I will be quiet, and I'll answer the questions that you are asking,
but
I feel like other people are not answering the same question.
I agree. Okay. And you know what? I kind of agree with you. I want your questions to be answered directly. But you see, Peter is listen, no matter if you agree or not, I've known Peter for 25 years.
Sure, it's my opinion.
He's an educational individual. He will go all the way from the bottom and bring you to the top. But we don't have time for that, you know? But Peter is very well educated.
He's been at the bottom for a while.
But anyway, listen, before we get back to Peter, tell me, what kind of God do you think exists out there that would agree with homosexuals or evolution? Tell me, what kind of God do you believe is out there?
Okay, can I ask you a question? Have you ever been in an Orthodox church?
No, I have not.
Joseph?
Sorry. No,
okay.
I have not.
That's the scary part of this whole thing, is that Christianity has existed for 2,000 years. I am part of the Christian church that historically, like we like to say, doctor, that there's proof historically that I believe in that same God. Now, I'm talking about the God of the Bible, the God that loves people, the God that I think is loving, caring, and loves his people. Whereas the Protestant, and I don't care if he agrees he's Protestant or not, he is, because he doesn't know what he is, and that's sad. But
you're a jerk.
If you look at any kind of historical set, what's that?
You don't know what a Baptist is, so you really shouldn't say I don't know what
I am. I know exactly what a Baptist is, sir.
No, you don't know
honestly,
what a Baptist is.
Hang on, guys, it's
Peter.
Good to debate. It is. But hang on. Let him finish,
sure.
Peter, and then the floor will be yours, and I promise I won't interrupt, okay? Just let him finish his point quickly.
Yeah, Peter, don't get butthurt. Honestly, we're two men talking. I'm telling the truth.
No, you're not telling the truth,
online,
because you're telling me that a Baptist is a Protestant. You have no idea what you're talking about.
Here we go.
You have no idea what you're talking about. Your ignorance shows through.
All right, Peter, you can rebut him.
You have no
Peter.
Proof for your evolutionary theory.
Peter, you can have a chance to rebut.
Show us some proof.
Peter, I will give you the rebuttal without interruption. I promise. Allow him 1 or 2 minutes, please. Keep it within 1 or 2 or 3 minutes, because we have so many people that got questions. But go ahead, sir. Finish, please.
Like a cat being cornered,
he reacts. And what I'm saying is I believe in the exact God that has been in the Bible, the God that has been translated by his bishops that were established by Jesus Christ himself. I do not interpret the Bible for what it is. I do not sit there and interpret it, because what happens is you have over 3,200 interpretations in just the United States alone. He thinks he's very unique by being Baptist, but he's not. And it's just a new religion. To me, it's kind of embarrassing even debating this right now, because for me right now, I'm an educated person. I know exactly what's going on. The doctor couldn't answer one question. And on top of it, I have my thing is all scientific based, from evolution to my church. His is 400 years of just beliefs where the Bible's been changed. And on top of it, he wants to sit there and just preach what the Bible says and not look at any evidence and talk about how he's looking at evidence. It's kind of embarrassing. I don't even know if I want to be in this debate, because I really thought that I was going to debate somebody a little bit stronger than this. He hasn't made one point. He just rambles, and that's basically it.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know where
to
go with this.
Tone.
It's kind of embarrassing.
All right, Tone. All right, Tone. Well, Peter, you just heard his challenge. Put it to him.
Well,
stop talking about something 3,000 years ago. Put it to him today.
Listen, I've heard his challenge, and the first thing that the problem is that, you know, he has a superiority complex, and so he has his presuppositions. He doesn't understand what a Baptist is, but I'm going to give it to you right out of the Christian Encyclopedia.
I know what an Anabaptist is.
So, yes, well, that's
Anabaptist,
what we were.
Not just Baptist.
We were Anabaptists before we were called Baptists, because why? We were rebaptizing. Why? Okay, so that was why hundreds and thousands of us were killed through the Reformation by Protestants and by Catholics. Okay, so that's the thing, you see. And the name, you see, of various groups, I'm going to give it to you right from the book, that profess that the Bible is the only standard of faith and practice, who hold the Baptist distinctives and who trace their heritage not to the Protestant Reformation, but to Jesus Christ and the apostolic churches. So to say we're Protestants, that's something you don't understand. That's a lack of intelligence on your part, and your superiority trying to cover your lack of intelligence by creating insults, it doesn't really show you're intelligent at all, you see. And so getting on the radio
all
saying
right.
You wanted a more intelligent debate, well, first of all, I've proved where my scriptures came from. I proved there's evidence for it. Now, prove to me there's evidence
you
for evolution.
You proved my point.
Show me how did no, I haven't proved any of your point. I proved the point that I meant to prove. What you're saying is I proved your point because you don't have an argument. You don't have proof for evolution. You can't explain the reverse engineering. You don't walk down the street and find a watch laying on the street in the sidewalk and pick it up and say, hey, look what created, look what grew out of the grass. I mean, there's only three theories. There's only three theories here for the universe. Either it's always been there, it was created, or it's an illusion of your imagination. Okay, so the scientific facts show in reverse engineering that we know that the sun, okay, is dissipating by a certain percentage per year, and if you reverse engineer that, you'd find out that it's impossible for the universe to be billions of years old, because the Earth would be sitting in the center of the sun. And when the Apollo rocket went up there, we know that at least 10 to 100 metric tons of cosmic dust fall on the Earth and the Moon over a period of time yearly, and we know that when we got to the moon, if it was billions of years old, there should have been 4 to 6 inches of cosmic dust over the moon, and there was only a quarter inch. So scientifically, you can't show me a transitional fossil, but yet you have the idiocy, uniformitarianism, everything continues as is, and we're evolving. Well, I'd like you to put your used car in the garage and leave it there for 100 years. Let's see if it becomes an elephant. Because that's the same theory you have. What I brought forth was proof. What I brought forth was proof and evidence that is tangible, that is believable.
That was
somebody
a good one,
put
Peter.
Their hand on. What you brought was accusations. Now I want to know how did life originate? That from your perspective, you say there's a God, but now we have an evolutionary God. That's what you're saying. You're saying God started
yes.
the universe, and then he just sat back and let it go. And now it's just
who
evolving.
Said that?
But you don't have. But, well, that's what you're saying. There's a God. It's not the same God of the God that I showed you the proof of the manuscripts, who said he was God, who the eyewitness accounts say that Jesus Christ was. And Jesus Christ.
And you put words in my mouth.
And excuse me. Jesus Christ quoted every single book of the Old Testament, okay, as it's written. And
okay.
I showed you that in 1948 they found a manuscript That's within 1 to 4% of the manuscript that was written in 763 B.C. So the evidence I'm showing you is there. So my question is to you is, tell us how, in the proof of your evolution, how did the DNA code originate? You know, a code that's so sophisticated language that the letters
there you go. There's a question.
Unrelated.
Stick with that question, Peter. Stick with that question, Peter.
They're unrelated to words, right? The meaning of words is unrelated to the chemical properties of the letters. You see? So what other coding system could have existed but intelligent design? Okay.
Now
you
want
to argue whose God is whose God? That's a whole different thing. You'll have to explain the Cambrian explosion to us. You'll have
Perfect.
To throw out.
That's where I want to start at then.
You'll
good,
have to throw
good.
Out.
Go ahead, sir.
You'll have to,
Peter, the floor
you'll have
is
to
his.
Throw
Peter.
Out, you'll have to throw out uniformitarianism as that because that's disproved. And you'll also have to, while you're on that, you'll have to tell us, explain
Jeez.
To us how new biochemical pathways, which involve both, well, you know, you're a real funny guy, but you haven't proved anything. All you've done is ridicule.
Well, Peter, let's let him, hey, Peter, hey, hang on. Hey, I'm the host here. Hang on. Sir, hey.
Yes.
Hey, you know
not
what?
Sir.
You think
I'm sorry,
his
I'm
argument
tired.
Is silly? You think it's
the same thing? When somebody
right,
says the same
but,
thing over
but,
and over and over,
but one
gets
thing,
me tired.
Hey, listen,
well,
I'm staying in neutral
give
ground
over
here.
And over.
So,
you haven't
sir,
given
I'm
a
staying in neutral. Hang on, guys, hang on. I stayed in neutral ground here, and we have questions from the panel. I'm not going to get to them just yet because it's very serious. My guest, Tone, answer his question on evolution. What scientific or material fact do you have that evolution exists today within the human race or the animal kingdom that we talked about last week? Can you answer that question biblically or
yes, sir.
Scientifically?
Yes. Yes, sir. This is the
right,
difference between me and the doctor. Okay, I'm trying to.
We don't
this
want to know the difference. We
keeps...
want the answer. Give us
Peter,
the answer.
Peter, hang on. Peter, let him answer my question, please.
He's not
please.
Answering.
Thank
He's
you.
Talking about the doctor.
All right. Well,
okay,
let
can,
him talk
can
about
the
doctor, the and then you can rebut. Then you can rebut.
Child.
I know, but Peter, let him you can rebut, I promise. But let him get 1 or 2 or 3 minutes. To
okay.
rebut to you, okay? Go ahead, sir.
Sure.
Go ahead, Tone.
See, this feeling that the doctor's feeling right now is a feeling of fear because whenever truth is introduced, he doesn't know how to react. And this shows me that he hasn't done any kind of studying on the issue. I'll be quiet. I'll listen to the whole thing. You know, it's a whole bunch of rhetoric, but this is as easy as it is. Let's talk about science. He talks about what proof do I have? Well, every proof that I gave is a source, and nothing that I can give you right now, it doesn't come from a credible source, whereas accusations. I haven't heard one credible source. You're talking about moon dust. You don't give any accusation. You don't give any credible source. You just give your opinion, and that's what the funny part is. So now I'm going to give you some sources so that you can think and know that I'm giving you scientific proof, okay? So let's do this. We're going to go down to the publishing house of Cornell. 1975. Evolution is believed to be true by over 96% of scientists. Is that fact for you? There's a fact right now from scientists. I'm giving you credible sources instead of just beliefs. Now, I could sit here all day on the radio and talk about how I believe evolution is true. But any human being that belongs in any major city could just walk into a museum that says anything about fact. There's not over there talking about Jesus Christ because we do show a little bit of Christianity is part of our history. It's beautiful. It dates back to the Orthodox, like I said. It doesn't have any of his religion with the Baptists in this weird belief. But you go into a museum, you can see my religion. You can see evolution. You can see all this stuff. Just go to a museum. Why do I have to explain anything to you when even a child can tell you, just go to a museum? That's as easy as that. I don't know what we're debating. It's kind of embarrassing because you're trying to debate a fact like it's 50-50. It's not 50-50. You are completely on the low side, sir. You are just another cult leader trying to dismiss the scientists.
I wish to
so,
thank you.
Go ahead, sir. Please
I hope that answers your question.
All right, okay, Tone, let him answer. Tone, let him answer.
Okay,
sure. Peter, the floor is yours.
Tone, I respect your opinion, and this is what we always get from evolution.
Opinion.
But we still haven't gotten any evidence. You say go in and look. You want evidence. You want citations. What do you want me to start with? Henry Morris, Dembski. You want to go back to 1957 to the Miller experiment with
Calvin?
How about Calvin? How about I'm not a Calvinist.
Okay, why don't we talk about Anabaptists? Okay. That's where you're blown to, right? And you said that I don't.
Let's talk about evolution. That's the subject. So you don't have any proof.
Oh,
okay. You have
nothing good,
because
I don't want
to
prove you wrong in your own religion.
You can't make an argument. You can't prove me wrong because you can't even prove your own point. You have more faith than I have because you have faith. You're spending your whole life trying to prove something doesn't exist that doesn't even exist. How about that?
That's you,
sir. So now you want to come on and you want to insult me and you want to insult the listeners and you want to talk down to me the way you talked down to the last guest and that nice woman that was here from North Carolina with the southern accent, and you want to make fun of everybody. You know why? Because you're ignorant and you don't have any knowledge about evolution. It's just some blind faith that you believe in, a mythological. You don't have and you don't have any proof for evolution. There are no transitional fossils. You can't explain the DNA RNA code. And you can't even explain Darwin's black box. Darwin said that if any one single cell could not live without all its parts, then he would disown the doctrine of evolution. And we found that if you take the flagellum off of an amoeba, it doesn't move, and therefore it dies.
I showed
so
you
Darwin
that Darwin
would
isn't
have
always right,
his story.
But go on.
See? No, of course, I'm never right. But you don't have any facts.
You're not.
You want to come on and you want to find a program where you can think you're superior in your intelligence and use your intelligence to bash people and make fun of them and make fun of their religion and make fun of their beliefs. But I've given you the standard
don't
of proof.
Butter.
You've given me no standard of proof. You haven't proved a thing about evolution. You haven't shown me what your faith is in. That just shows your intelligence. That's what I'm saying. You're just a bright young man.
Like
you know what you have?
You have some young man.
You have book knowledge. You heard a few things. You've listened to a few things. You've made God the God you want him to be and not the God of the Bible. And the reason is because you're afraid that when it comes down to the real deal, you're going to face that judgment. So you'll make God the
Dr.
way you want him and not the way it's
answer?
Written about him. Yeah. There's nothing to answer.
Can I answer?
You know, with more insults.
Let him answer, Peter. Let him answer. Peter, hey, you made some great points, Peter. You made some great points. Sir, the floor is yours. Go ahead.
I'm going to refer to him as Dr. Kevorkian because Dr. Kevorkian loves to kill people, and he's killing me right now with all the dumb shit that he's saying. Excuse my
language.
The nice
language.
You're not
now we're resorting to ignorance and foul language, right? Listen, there's women and children listening
to this.
They don't need that foul language.
Sir. You need to – there's comedic effect and then there's foul language. But at the same time, the listener that you were saying that was nice last week was talking about how she got her kids kidnapped. I would love to hear what kids got kidnapped by the government.
Well,
I'd love to hear how
that
what's
would
going
be
on
true.
In the
United that would be
States
true.
Peter.
That would
Peter,
be true.
Peter, yeah.
But hang on.
Please.
Tone.
That is true.
Tone.
You obviously have no knowledge of what's going on in the United States of America.
Tone.
So
hang on. Peter.
What rights have
Peter. Guys, hang on. Listen, real quick, listen. We have a lot to talk about here. This is important. And Tone, I asked you to invite a couple of your friends on to call in tonight, too, also. With all
they
due respect,
they felt too embarrassed to talk to anybody like you.
They really did.
They told me not to do this.
Not to
well,
talk
they were
to
smart
me?
Because they – Yeah, they your friends
no,
were
no,
very
no,
smart
Peter.
When they told you not to do it. You know why they told you not to do it? Because they don't have any evidence either. All they're going to do is chat
Sir,
and send guys emails telling them about
here
the fallacy
more
God that lives in the pie in the sky. Well, it's true. You want a copy of some
Peter,
emails?
Okay.
Peter, real quick. Peter, real quick. A lot of people are typing in the chat room, and we got a 50-50 deal here where some people may agree with Tone, some people may agree with you. And Tone.
Sir, can
look.
I say something just for a second? I don't care if people agree with me or not.
Okay.
It is the,
right. No,
it,
no
it,
go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's no problem, brother. I keep interrupting you, but it's kind of hard. I have family over here right now, and it's Father's Day, and I'm trying to spend time with my father. He came from out of
that
town.
That makes two of us.
But this is the fact. Okay, yeah, that's great. Well, pray to Jesus.
No, Peter,
can,
let him continue. Peter, let him continue. Peter, anyways, we can continue this another day, Peter. We can, listen, we're all still here on Earth. We can continue this another day. So, Tone, go ahead. The floor is yours right now.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay, I got simple evidence to show that this guy is completely wrong.
It's as easy as this.
Okay.
Evolution has been studied for a long time. We also study evolution with the human anatomy. It goes all the way back to where we have a common ancestry. We don't believe that we come from chimpanzees, and I love these little accusations of putting a car inside of a garage and making it an elephant. It's so stupid. It's embarrassing. But we believe that we have a common ancestry with chimpanzees. We don't believe we come from apes. We believe we have a common ancestry. You got to understand that. And on
yeah,
top
the
of
common
that,
ancestry is
it's embarrassing.
Right, hang on, Peter, hang on. I'm getting to a point here, Peter. Trust me. Trust me, my friend Peter. Go ahead, Tone. Peter, hang on, please. I'm asking you as a friend. Please, hang on. Tone, go ahead.
It's like a cat in the corner. He can't help himself.
I know, but Tone, that's not, listen, check this out, all right, listen, I've been very respectful to you, all right, and you know that, all right, okay, and before we go, I want to ask you a couple questions, listen, this is an important discussion, Tone, you don't understand, I have so many people logged into this program through their iPhones, through the chat rooms, on the phone lines, and I'm asking you out of respect, because I, like you just said, I've given you respect. Can we continue this next Sunday? Can we continue this next Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time? Do you have the time to give us?
Yeah, I can do that next Sunday, but I thought we were still going to – are we still going to talk today? I mean – I don't want
well,
the doctor
yeah,
to stop
yeah, No, Tone, of course. I broadcast for 90 minutes. I'll put the show for 3 hours if you want. But what I'm trying to say is I'm inviting you back because we have so many freaking people that want to ask questions. And you said it's Father's Day, and I didn't want to disrespect you on Father's Day. And Peter, and I'm going to be honest with you,
nice
Tone.
Of you.
All right, well, okay, thank you.
Nice.
But real quick, before we get back to Peter, Tone, how'd you make out with your proposal? I want to know.
Dude, my girlfriend's in the other room. Well, my fiance is in the other room right now. We are very, very, very lucky. And thank you for asking. Yes, she was very happy that you even said good luck. Joe last week, he was so nice. He said good luck. Susan said the most evil things that I've ever Sue. Has said the most evil things I've ever said. So, you know, to be honest with you, I think she's more of a Satanist than a Christian.
We're going to get to Sue in a minute, but I want to know how you made out with your proposal.
I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to ask you a favor really quick, okay? This woman is the most hateful woman, and I don't look at her as a Christian. She said some really weird accusations, and she sounds like she might have some mental problems. For me to address that woman, it demeans me. And at the same time, I can't believe that you would even allow a woman that would make fun of Americans that passed away.
Let me finish. Okay.
If somebody
right, finish,
did that
and then
with
I'll
anybody on 9/11, I'm a veteran. I served in Afghanistan. I served there. I served for our country there. So I would like the
and
respect
Peter, please hold,
to show
Peter,
to Americans.
Please hold, Peter.
I showed the respect for Americans, and I didn't just serve as some pogue either, which means person other than grunt. I was an infantryman, and I served very proudly, and I lost a lot of friends. And when Americans die, and somebody that claims that they're Christian says something as disgusting as her and as retarded as her, I refuse to answer it.
Okay, I can respect that, but Tone.
Thank you very much.
Can I tell you something? On this show
sure.
– You see, everyone has a, you know, we live in America. Everyone has a right to speak their opinion until they threaten someone or they do something, you know.
Nobody has a right to speak their opinion. The First Amendment is only applied to the government. That's applied to the government alone. Everybody thinks that freedom of speech means that they can say whatever they want. That is not true. That only applies
that's
to
right.
the government.
That's
and
right.
That's what
they
I'm
can't yell
about.
Fire in a movie
exactly.
theater. They
so
can't
that
yell
woman
fire.
Is
you're
talking
right.
to a veteran right now on the air, and the reason why you can't cuss when you're on the radio is because we have certain regulations. That woman does not have a freedom of speech to say whatever she wants about dead Americans, and I find it an atrocity to ever bring up a dead American the way she did, and it's very,
very, very angering to me. Okay? And I'll
leave
it at that.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. So, are you telling me you do not wish me to connect her to ask you that question she asked last Sunday? Because I'll respect you.
Oh, you know
but
what?
I will
you know
connect
what? If
your
she can, if she can be civil, sure. If she can be civil, and I'll show respect. Like you tell me, if you tell me to be quiet on your show, I will be quiet. If you show me, ask me to show respect, I will do it. I do what I'm saying to. I do because I'm a truthful person, unlike a lot of other
okay.
people.
Well, that, well, I thank you for that, and I told my brother Peter that also, and that's why I'm saying right now. Listen, hang on, Peter, before I get back to you. I know, Peter, I know you've got a lot going on. Hang on real quick, and I'll give you the floor, Peter, and before I connect Sue, okay, because I know people – listen, the phone lines are jammed. I'm in the middle here, but, brother, Tone, next week
sure. –
will you accept my invitation to continue this conversation? Because we have so much to talk about. Will you?
I accept it, yes.
He accepts. He accepts. And everybody, we know he's a man of his word. He'll come back. He will. He's a man of his word. Now, Brother Peter, before you make your comments, and I connect Sue, because I know you've got a lot going on, too. You're a pastor of a church. Peter, say what you got to say, and I hope. Go ahead.
Really quick, I just want to do this really quick. Spitting out a couple seeds, see? I'm spitting out a couple seeds, okay, Sue? And that's you. Thank you. That's all I wanted to say. I'm going to go on.
All right, man. All right, Tone. All right.
Well,
Peter,
one thing
Peter, go ahead.
I want to say, Tone, thank you for your service to our nation. My
I
wife
appreciate
is 20
it. Thank
year.
You very much for the respect. I appreciate that, and I'm being
my
honest.
My wife is a 20-year Navy vet, 100% disabled. I'm a Navy vet, and we still serve our vets today. My wife's a service officer in the VA for the VFW.
Amen, brother. I'll respect you with that, and thank you for what you said.
And well, appreciate your
Peter,
service.
Do we have a date? Listen, Brother Tone, Peter, real quick. I got many people on here asking me questions. This is going to happen next Sunday. Can you come back, Brother Peter, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time?
I do not know, but I will certainly try to make every available effort to be here.
Okay, that's good enough for me, and I hope so because I need you to back me up and because we need to talk about this evolution in biblical theory.
Marcy,
and Peter... Well, listen, though, we have people
with questions, and that's not fair.
Maybe
you could find a guest who knows something about evolution.
Peter, you know about evolution.
That's
Peter,
a good one.
This gentleman has proposed questions to you. And if you want the floor for – listen, I got 22 minutes left, Peter. You want the floor? I'll give it to you.
I'm quite well. I want to thank Tony for coming on, and I respect his opinions and his thoughts. And although I'm not too keen on his demeanor and degrading behavior and bombastic and cavalier attitude,
sure.
but I think he's a nice guy.
I don't like how you
here.
Treat homosexuals either.
Well, I love homosexuals, my friend. I have nothing wrong against them at all. And I just said that before. There's a difference between
sure.
like and love.
What does the Bible
like
say
sure.
about homosexuals, though, Peter?
What did Jesus say?
Joseph.
No, could anybody tell me what Jesus said about them? Because Jesus said a lot of words, and supposedly he didn't say anything about them. So if somebody could give me a quote from Jesus Christ himself, I promise you I'll convert right now. How about that?
What Jesus Christ said,
and I'll do it.
And I do exactly what Jesus Christ said. Love my neighbor. Love my neighbor.
Peter,
I
just gave you an example, Peter. Go ahead. It's yours.
Yo,
the floor is yours, Peter.
This question, or you want to keep interrupting me?
No, I'm telling you the floor is yours.
All right, well, don't
the
direct
floor
my,
is yours.
Don't direct my answer. I'm going to give him an answer. The Lord said the two of the greatest commandments was to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy mind, and all thy soul. And the second was to love your neighbor as yourself. And I don't hate anybody. I don't care what your sexual orientation is. I don't care what your behavior is. I may not.
Okay. That's what I'm asking you, sir.
I may not like.
Hang on, Tone. Hang on. Let him answer, Tone, please.
I apologize, brother.
Just waiting for Jesus Christ's answer.
Well, he did say this. He did tell me that it would be more tolerable in the day of Sodom and Gomorrah than for the Pharisees and the religious leaders who were faced. That much I know.
So, that's what he said in the day of
judgment. That's right. But he did tell me to love my neighbor as myself, and I would include Dave in that quote from Jesus Christ. And I believe that we should love everybody, but I don't have to like everybody. but I do have to love.
Oh, so
I don't
Jesus
have to
Christ,
like the behavior.
Jesus Christ never said anything about homosexuals. They're dark. It's a big subject right now, but he tended to be quiet about the whole thing and just talked about loving
you
thy neighbor.
You two got the
like
floor.
I'm
I'll
doing,
tell you what. You two got
Christian.
The floor for the next 20
who's
minutes.
More Christian,
you two got
Peter.
The floor. Go ahead. Go ahead. You two got the floor. Go ahead,
Christian.
Peter.
Go ahead, Doc. I mean, Tony. Tony, I'm listening.
Okay, let me tell you this. Jesus Christ didn't say anything about homosexuals. And when it comes to Christianity, I seem like I love a lot more people than you. And all you do is talk about how you can't like certain people. But let me tell you something. I love homosexuals. I love Islam.
I do, too.
Even though
I do, too, Tone. I didn't say
I
that.
Love,
I said there's
no,
difference
Peter,
between love
Peter,
and like.
Peter,
I don't have to like what
Peter's
you do
another
in your
word for
life.
Dick. Peter, listen. I want to tell you that I love people. But you know what? I'm a human being at the same time, and I'm a Catholic. And I seem like – I'm going to be honest with you. You are not smart. You're not. You haven't proved one point. It's kind of embarrassing. Anybody who has any kind of
there you go.
Any,
back to
any
the
kind
insult.
Of education looks at you as an idiot. And you
well,
haven't
well,
proved one point, so it's kind of embarrassing. So go on. You prove a
you know
point
what?
To me.
You
prove
keep
one
saying
point.
That. You keep saying that, but you know what? I have proved many points. The problem is that you have no point to. You don't have any points to prove. You asked for evidence of faith. We gave you evidence. You asked for evidence of the existence of God. We gave
I
you.
I didn't
evidence.
Ask for
you
that.
You asked for the evidence. You did.
I didn't ask for
I was
that.
On. The, I listened to the program.
I asked
last
for
week.
Evidence of faith. When did I ask for that?
Yes, you asked Joe to prove his faith, and you
no,
said
I
you couldn't
I,
prove
whoa,
evolution.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm talking about
it.
The conversation right now, Doc. When did I
okay.
ask you to prove your
I
faith? I'm
you
asking you to prove
you
that
evidence.
Jesus talked about homosexuals.
And
that's what I'm
I never
asking
said he
you,
did.
And you can't give it to me.
I never said he did.
Give it to me then.
He told me to love everybody.
Okay. Exactly.
So you're saying
so
I said
why, how come
but
Jesus
I didn't
was
say
so
that.
Quiet?
But I
why
didn't
is he
say
so
that.
Quiet on certain issues that you're so,
who's
so
quiet
keen about? Why is he so
why
quiet?
Why do I have to be quiet? I gave you the answer. The Lord told
no,
me to love everybody.
Genius.
The Lord told me to love everybody.
I'm talking about Christ, you genius.
That's
listen to
the
question
Lord.
Here,
Christ.
Doctor.
Christ is the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yes.
You know, I think if you
uh-huh.
had a
well,
higher
I'm,
IQ,
I'm gonna hear
if
this.
You had a higher IQ, you might have been a plant. Maybe you are on the evolutionary scale. You're the one that's missing in the you're the one that's missing in the chart.
That's the best
Remember,
comment you can come out with,
you know,
with everything
I've
said.
What do you want me to
you?
Say? I'm trying
plant?
To be polite. I'm trying to be a gentleman and have a conversation without coming down
no,
to
you're
your
not.
Level.
You're being insulting.
Way.
I can admit I'm being
that's
insulting.
That's what you've been
you
doing.
Can't.
Now,
you're a liar.
You recognize that. I'm glad you recognize that because that's what you are. You're condescending
oh,
and insulting because when you run out of intelligent ideas, you
so
turn around and pick on somebody's character. He's not a doctor. He's not a
so you admit you lied.
No, I didn't lie.
You're
so you
admit liar. You lied, sir.
What did
no,
I lie
you said
about?
You're being polite. Are you being insulting or are you being polite? Because you
well,
just
I'm
contradicted
coming,
yourself.
I'm,
I'll be
yeah.
honest.
Okay, listen, truth isn't relative, my friend. Be cannot not be, okay? I know the first principles of truth. See, your problem
sir,
is you have
you
no leg to stand
everything.
On. And you're a monkey's uncle. You're an evolutionist. You call yourself a Catholic, but you certainly don't even know
uh-huh.
the doctrines of the Catholic Church. See,
the
and,
Catholic Church
and
believes
tell me,
in evolution,
me,
sir, and I can give you the quote
friend.
For that.
Tell me,
I can give you
friend.
The quote for that. Would you like the quote? I would give you the proof behind that. Would you like that, sir?
Proof behind what? That evolution exists?
The proof
because
behind
you said
that
a bunch
Catholics
of scientists
believe in
do?
Evolution, sir.
So what? 90%
the Catholics
of Christians
believe in,
Jesus Christ. 100% of Christians believe in Jesus Christ. So what?
Is
so
that,
what does that
how
prove?
How does that prove anything?
What does it prove that 90% of science believes something? 97% of the world believed it was flat before they read the Bible and found out it was round. Before Columbus sailed. So what did that prove? Didn't prove anything.
That did, okay.
It's just like
give
you.
Me the
you
proof.
Have no proof.
Who said
you have
that?
No proof of anything. All
give
you have is an
proof.
Argument to turn the argument back around the person you're arguing with so that you could seem superior,
sir,
and you're really not.
You lost.
Your ignorance shows through.
You lost today.
You're a little small-minded, and you want to be somebody you're not. Why don't you go back and study evolution and come back and tell me what B.V. Dembski and the Gnome Project, we could talk about the recapitulation theory, we can talk about Miller's experiment in 1957, how he tried to create amino acids in an environment supposedly at the beginning of the
why
earth.
Why would I talk about
the atmosphere.
Any of that? You ducked
well,
every question
because
before,
that's your proof.
So why would we talk about that? You're ducking
that's your
every
proof.
Question now, so it doesn't
that's
make
your
any
proof.
Sense.
You don't have any proof is what we're saying. You can't
sir,
prove
I've
it.
Gave you proof. You're the only one that hasn't given citations.
You haven't given
you're
me any proof. All you said
opinion.
Is 90%. All you said to me is 90% of scientists
sir,
believe
sir, you are not really
that's
a
your
doctor.
Proof.
I'm going
yeah,
to... Yeah,
and you're not really
everybody who doesn't have an education out there,
yeah.
please go out there and try to be educated, and
yeah.
this man is not
that's your
a doctor.
Problem.
He went to
that's your problem. You've
an
been
unaccredited
out of your faith.
College, and he goes to a profited college that is... obviously,
yeah.
Protestant base, which he doesn't even know that he's a Protestant.
Sure.
It's a joke.
You don't even know what you are. You know why? Because you're a Roman Catholic. See, you guys were responsible for killing the Anabaptists. You guys, when they didn't tell the history of that, what was going on over there in France and Spain, huh? Why
now
don't you tell the people
Catholic.
About that? Yeah, let's talk about that.
You know,
because you're the Catholic.
From the molestation to the molestation, all the way back to when all the Catholics molested people in 1590, I can give you any proof that Catholics are not perfect. I don't hold anything.
So no Christians. Nobody's perfect.
With
that's
me.
Not the question.
Sir,
the question is that your theological beliefs
all you're doing,
are based upon your Catholicism. And that's
hey,
where
dude,
we end
you know
up
this
because,
guy, this guy
because I haven't
talk.
Heard
he
in
just,
59
he
years
over
a single
people.
Pope tell somebody how to get saved.
Here we
all
go.
I heard him talk about
uh-huh.
is world peace and humanistic ideas.
Hey, sir,
not biblical.
I can – all my evidence is right in front of your face, and you hide from the truth. You don't even
well,
know,
like to know where
your
evidence
is. That.
You haven't explained one scientific fact to anybody except to make an allegation that I don't know what
I'm
talking
is that you
about.
Don't even know what you are.
Well, give us a scientific fact.
Okay, perfect.
Well, 90% of scientists believe it. So what? 96% of dentists believe
sir,
that question.
Did you ask for
it.
Sir, did you ask for something, and I'll give it to you.
Well, I certainly did. I did ask you. I asked
okay,
you
perfect.
Several times.
Ask the question, sir, and I'll give it to you. Ask the question exactly the way you said it, and I'll give it to you with a citation. Now, I want you to beat my citation that I give you. So go ahead and ask the question, and I'm going to give you a citation, and I want you to beat my citation that I'm giving you from historical fact. Now, ask your question.
Well, let me give you time to get your computer up.
No, I don't have a computer. I'm on a bridge right now smoking a cigarette, talking to your semi-intelligent ass right
my
now while I'm walking on a bridge. So I'm smoking
really,
while I'm talking to you.
Not,
so ask
really
me a citation because I'm a lot smarter than you.
Okay. All right. Here's one of the questions I asked you, okay? I want to know, how did new biochemical pathways, which involve multiple enzymes working together in sequence, originate? Give me that fact.
I have no clue. I have no
That's
clue
right.
what the hell you're talking about.
All right. Well, that's evolution. I thought you knew about evolution.
I do know about evolution,
but how does multicellular life originate?
Stop. Can I answer a question, please? Could somebody please stop him from over-talking so I can answer a question.
Go ahead, guest, and then ask him real quick, and the floor is yours. Go ahead.
Sir, I gave you basic evolution for you to research. Then you asked me a question that is way over my head. I don't even know if that's true, what you're talking about.
What?
But all you do is bring it – hold on. Let me finish. I admit if I don't know something. I am not educated in evolution. I studied evolution while I got my fucking doctorate.
Well, you have
do you
a very
understand
foul
that?
Mouth. I understand you're very angry.
I do have a foul mouth. But
see this is what happens when a man runs out of
no,
intelligence.
Can I finish?
To
can
brawl.
I finish?
Yes.
Can I finish?
Yes.
It's between you
okay.
two. It's between you two, not me. Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Please
to
do
me.
Finish.
I'm tired of hearing your crying.
I got a little
I'm the
headache.
Only one that has based any kind of evidence. And when I studied inside about evolution doesn't mean that I'm an evolutionist and that I studied the exact – it's so ridiculous. You ask a random question after I give you so much evidence. You haven't been able to answer one question. Hold on. And then you ask a random question that I tell you, honestly, I cannot answer. But that's the honesty. That's the honesty that Christ asked for. He asked for honesty. You, sir, have lied throughout this whole thing. So, yes, I cannot answer your question. So now what?
Sir, thank you. So that's what I thought. See, that's why we got into the conversation we got into, and you resorted to calling me not a doctor and ignorant and all that other stuff and telling me I'm not
don't
answering questions. Which, and see, you're still going at it and answering questions that you say that I'm answering, but you're not receiving the answers. See, the problem is that you're really not qualified to have this discussion. You're just an opinionated person who has – no, sir, you are not, and you just admitted it. You are not qualified. So you shouldn't have even came on the phone and taken the challenge because I thought I was going to talk to somebody who was intellectually involved and studied.
You're trying to use my strategy?
Evolution. See, all
you
did was pick up, like I said, you picked up a few things. You picked up a few things in school. You heard a few things around the church. You've seen some things on TV. You watched a little YouTube. And you thought you were going to come on here and you were going to talk to me. And you were going to, you know, all you want to do is bash somebody. Because when you ran out of intelligence, you turned to brawn and swearing and cursing and, you know, and being derogatory.
Oh, no.
I thank you
day.
For coming on and
That's
I thank
me.
You for making my point tonight. And I hope you have a good evening. because I've got things to do that really
don't,
matter
don't
in life.
Tonight.
And
I don't want
yes,
you crying tonight
gonna,
when
brother,
you find
brother,
out that
I'm
your
not
God doesn't exist.
If I cry, it's from laughing.
You're crying
from
right
laughing.
Now.
You made
it's
a fool of yourself. You came on worldwide radio to defend evolution, and
uh-huh.
you don't know anything about it. Goodbye. Have
oh.
a good night, Tone.
Yeah, run like a coward.
See you later.
Yeah, run like
I'm
a coward.
I'm going to run. I'm not going to run
I'm
like
talking
there's
about.
Nothing. Where am I going to run to?
No.
There's nothing to run to.
That's
I can't have an intelligent conversation with you about evolution because
stop
you don't know
over
anything.
People.
Hey, well,
doctor,
I was talking.
Doctor, since
you,
you're a doctor,
you,
try to act like one, okay?
You,
and
I
don't
can't
think you're a doctor
an
because you're not from an accredited school.
Brother,
yeah,
well,
exactly.
I've got more knowledge
run
than
like
you
a
do
coward.
From a non-accredited
your God
school.
God doesn't exist, and you are part of a cult. And you
well,
are realizing
great.
That right now. That's the reason
that's
why
great.
You're acting the way you are.
Oh, is that the reason?
So,
well, I'll tell you what I'm asking. I'm asking you to get – I'm telling you as a gentleman – that you are not
uh-huh.
qualified to have the conversation of the specifics of evolution. And therefore,
okay,
my qualification
as soon as you answer one of my questions
yours.
That I've asked
so there's no point in having a
you
conversation.
You haven't been able to answer one.
Sir, I've
not
answered
one.
All your questions, but you keep
no,
saying
you
I haven't.
Answered one.
You haven't
and
answered
anybody,
any of mine.
And listen,
I gave you the basis for my
radio.
Faith.
If
I gave you the basis for the evidence.
And I can go back to the recording, and I'm going to show you
yes.
how you
and
didn't answer
and please do go
anything.
Back so you
this
could find out how pompous
it,
and ridiculous you sound that you came on to argue with a doctor in theology. You wanted to come in and discuss evolution, and you don't have the knowledge of evolution. You just have some parameters and peripheral information, and now that you found
uh-huh.
somebody who knew more than you, who understands it better than you, who has the questions to ask the evolution,
you're using my tactics,
saying,
sir.
Instead
anybody
of just, it's
with
not a tactic, brother.
You're
it's
just
not
trying to do what I did.
It's not a tactic. You may be intelligent in many other fields. You may be the greatest infantryman. You may know military tactics. You may know all
sir,
those things that are great.
Sir, your wife was a pogue.
Listen, brother.
And so were
listen,
you. You know what a pogue is?
Me, sir. Listen.
Person other
may,
than grunt. I
you
fought
may
against
have,
people. I don't know how your wife's 100% injured
listen,
when she didn't even do anything.
How do you
I
know?
Fought against the people. That just shows
so
how false
she.
You guys are.
She's a wartime vet.
No, oh, she... Oh, excuse me.
She's
she
a wartime vet.
Who did she fight against?
She's a wartime vet. She was
who did
in
she
Iraq.
Fight against?
She's a war. She was in
oh,
Iraq.
Oh, she was
She's
in Iraq. Okay.
Vet.
Anybody on
yes.
the radio right now, please look up if women fight in Iraq or Afghanistan.
She was
it's
on
the men
ship.
And the infantry
she was
and
on
women
ship.
Were not there.
She was on
she didn't
ship.
Do anything. She's a coward
she
like
ship.
You. She never
oh,
did anything.
Really
She's
oh,
never
wow.
done anything. You're not
brother,
a doctor.
Brother, I want you to know that
you're a coward.
Brother, I want you to know that she was a state. She was the first woman to become a subtender, work on a subtender. She went
you
in
know
with
what?
Women
she's the first
disliked
woman to be a coward.
She was an honorable woman. She was an honorable woman.
She's
and
a coward.
I don't think
like
any
you.
Of the – well,
that's
you should look her up on the
that's
internet.
That's not fair,
no,
Tone. That's not fair.
Tone,
that's
Tone,
not
you
fair.
Should look her up on
excuse
the – in the defense of that,
excuse
you should look up
me.
On
Joe,
the internet and
you,
find out who my wife is.
Did you serve in the military
is.
At all?
She was one of the –
did you serve in the military?
She was one
Tone,
of the founders.
Tone,
okay?
Tone,
can I please
Tone,
talk?
Yes.
Can I please talk without
you're
being
dealing
over
with
in a
former
because,
Navy SEAL
because
here,
you're in an
Tone.
Area where it's disrespectful and dishonoring. It's not dishonoring and qualifying.
That's right, because I'm the
because
one
you're
that
an ignorant
fight,
sucker
not
who
her.
Just couldn't win an argue a conversation and you resorted to ignorance instead of intelligence.
Your wife is a coward and you are a coward. You just talk
well, you could
you.
Say that too, but
you
my wife defended this country for 20 years. I got the medals here to prove it. It's
no,
on
she
the
didn't.
Counter. She's got
she
her shadow box.
She just,
oh,
she just
did.
Made paperwork.
She and yes, yeah, okay. She made paperwork, you imbecile. That's what you are,
mm-hmm.
an imbecile. You don't know anything. And she's still defending veterans and she's still getting them their benefits and she's still protecting them.
Okay.
Show to this
me,
day.
Does she have a purple heart? Does she have a purple heart from serving?
No.
Does she have a purple heart? Good. Give me
no,
her name.
Sir.
I'll look it up right now.
No, sir, she does not.
Thank you. I do. I do.
Okay.
Because I
so does her service mean it's
genius.
Less than yours? Does her service mean
and
it's less than yours?
And I killed people like you like nothing.
There we
like
go.
Nothing.
Now we're talking. See, there's that Catholicism
yeah,
coming
that's
up
exactly
out of you right
that.
Now.
I did.
Let's kill the Baptist because
yeah.
we can't agree and we can't,
yep.
we can't
no,
win
no,
an
no,
argument.
Not the Baptist. Any kind of religious... Yep. Any kind of religious leader that believes they can put people's religious beliefs on everybody else. I used to
well,
kill
I don't
people
believe
like
that.
You like nothing.
I believe every man has free
oh, no,
will.
You're
and
like Sharia.
I believe every man has free
sir,
will,
I
and
I
believe that God
right
gave
now,
every man a choice. And in America,
like a coward, I guarantee that.
In America, I believe that every person has a right to believe whatever they want to believe. but they don't have the right to make me believe it. But they don't have the right to make me believe it. And that's what you're trying to say. I'm trying to make somebody believe something. I'm not trying to make anybody believe anything. No, that's you.
You're a hypocrite. I already
No, you're a hypocrite. You're just
and
plain out.
Your wife is a coward. You're a coward.
You know, that's a nice
place
to resort. I don't think my wife's here to defend herself, and I don't think she'd say she's a coward, and I don't think
If I was in front of you right now, I bet you anything you'd back down like a coward.
I want everybody
on this radio show to listen up. Listen up right now.
We're listening.
I will give this man an opportunity. He's in San Diego. I have a business appointment in San Diego in 2 weeks. I am willing, because I have a radio show on Blog Talk Radio too. I'm willing to meet up with this man. And I'm willing to see if he is willing to meet up with me. How about that? Are you
And then what are we gonna do when we meet? We're gonna have to continue the conversation.
Oh no. We'll find out as soon as we meet, because I videotape and record everything, and I wanna see how much of a coward you really are. You and your wife, show up, because there's a real
gentleman
that's not going to screw around with you. How about
that? You know what? I think that you're really off the wall. You're really off the wall.
Oh, I am.
I'm not somebody that just sits there.
I'm not. Well,
hang on
that
a second here. Hang on. We have a physical. We have a physical confrontation here, and I hope it doesn't go physically. I mean, come on.
Well,
are we about
either.
That?
Oh, no. We're going to find out if this man stands up for what he believes in. I will meet him face to face. I will meet him face to face, and I'm willing to do it right now.
For what
and
purpose?
I'm telling everybody that I have a Blog Talk Radio show, and I'm willing to meet this guy face to face. I'm willing to bet that he will call it.
I need that live on my show. I need that live.
I want to know for what purpose.
For what purpose? I want to see if you are the coward that I tell you you are.
Well, who cares?
How about that?
Who cares
How about
whether
that?
I am or not?
I
How's
do.
That? Who cares?
I do.
I'm not going to. Listen, my friend, I came over here to have an intelligent conversation. I wanted a boxing match. I would have went to the gym.
Whoa. Are you cowarding?
I'm above and beyond that stupidity. What am I going to waste my time coming down here and having a confrontation with you for?
Let me tell you
what
something.
Is that gonna
I'm
prove?
An infantryman that
not,
has PTSD.
Listen,
I will not screw around with somebody like you in a heartbeat. I won't.
Listen,
I won't deal with it.
Hey, listen,
so
there's no question
right
in my mind. I have many friends who have PTSD, and I have many friends.
I don't
who
care
I
about your friends. Your friends can. They can jump off a bridge.
All right, listen, guys. All right, listen, guys.
You are a coward, and I'm willing to meet up with you. You want to do it, coward, or
all
not?
All right, brother.
You
okay, listen,
no,
you said in 2 weeks. You said in 2 weeks. You said
yeah,
in two
exactly.
weeks.
You're a coward, and thank you for coming.
All right, listen. We know you're a man of your word, and you show up when you say you're going to show up. Peter, listen, you're my friend for 25 years. Come on, please, brother,
listen,
please.
Here's what I'm saying. Let me finish what I'm saying. I want to thank
all
you
right,
for
go
the
ahead.
Opportunity
Real quick,
to come
I got
on.
2 minutes, please, Peter. Please.
I want to thank you for the opportunity to come on the program, and I want to thank you. I want to thank Tone for the opportunity to express his opinions, and I enjoyed the program. I hope the listeners did, and maybe next Sunday.
I'll be there in 2 weeks. Are you going to do it or
on.
Not? Stop cowering
no,
down.
Sir.
But Peter, I got Tone on here. Guys, listen, I got 90 seconds before they cut us off. Next Sunday, 6 p.m., listen, you guys are talking about 2 weeks from now. Let's do this a week from now at 6 p.m. And you know what? You guys did tear out a lot.
And I'll
you guys
tell you one
did.
Thing.
Listen
to me.
Listen to me,
everybody
Joe.
Listen. For a second.
Tone.
I will
Tone and Peter,
every
please.
Bit of you, and I will confront you, you coward. I will prove that you're a coward. And I will prove that
Next.
I'm an infantryman. And I will prove that I am
well,
a
Well, I believe you're an infantryman.
You
and I believe you're
coward.
An honorable man. And I believe you have a purple heart.
Oh,
and I thank
up.
You for
don't
the service to our
down.
Country. But that's all I can
tell. We shall see. We'll iron this out. Guys. Please. I got 30 seconds left.
I'll go right after you, little semen.
Guys, please. Everyone that's listening, next Sunday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, let's hope we can iron this out before something doesn't happen that shouldn't happen. All right? I'm not talking about Jesus. I'm talking about men here.
Pray to Jesus that I don't knock the Jesus out of you. Pray to Jesus that I don't knock the Jesus out of you. How about that?
All right.
How about that, you coward?
Guys, let's not go there. Let's talk about
this next Sunday. I'm relentless. I am always there. I am the infantry. I'm relentless.
Hey,
on the other side of this coin, I want to congratulate you.
You're going to answer for what you said.
Oh, my God.
You're going to answer.
What did I say?
You will answer.
Answer for what?
Please, next Sunday, 6 p.m., please, both of you, please, God willing.
I'm going to answer because I said you were not an expert in the field of evolution.
Shut up, coward.
Come on.
You're a coward.
Okay. God bless you. I'll give you my prayers.
I'll prove it to you. And you know what? For the show, I will prove it for the show. This man is a coward and he doesn't know what he's talking about, and I'm going to prove it, and I'll show you.
Okay.
All right.
Hey,
see you Sunday on the radio.
We all heard it.
Goodbye.
Brother Peter, all right, God bless you. And Brother Peter, thank you so much. You know, you're my personal friend. And Tone, listen, cool down, man. Cool down, brother. We got to do the right thing here, please. All right? God bless everyone. The show's cut off, I believe. God bless. Take care. That was Blog Talk Radio, understanding the times in which we live in. Good night.